6:45. Yes, that is another wrap on Country Thunder Saskatchewan for another year out at Craven. They will be cleaning up, packing up, leaving later this morning. We will check in with our 980 CJME's Jillian Massey, who was headed out there this morning to talk to those getting up, probably feeling no less than 100% after a couple days of partying. Country Thunder. Def Leppard, as mentioned, closing out the festival last night. One half of Sherry and Woody on Jack 94.5 joins me this morning. That would be Sherry. She was out at Craven last night. Morning, Sherry. And I want to ask, how was the crowd? I can't imagine what the crowd makeup would be.
Oh, it was definitely more of an all-ages show, I think, than it would have been, you know, with some of the country acts that they've had in past years. It was packed last night. The crowd went as far back as I could see. We got to go on stage, myself and Sean and Jen from Jack 94.5, to do not an intro to Def Leppard, but a couple of little comments beforehand. And it was a massive crowd everywhere. Def Leppard t-shirts. Like, every third person was wearing one. People were really excited about it. And, they go on stage, they have this huge pyro clock counting down.
Nice.
As they set up the stage. They, started right 9:30 sharp, right on the dot, talking to organizers. Def Leppard, they are a well-oiled machine. They don't start late.
I remember getting Best of Def Leppard double CD years ago, and I'm kind of kicking myself I didn't go this time.
Yeah, I know they sounded great. Joe Elliott sounded great. You know, he's strutting around in his mustard velvet pants and his like sparkly purple cardigan. He sounded really good, actually. And they played all the hits. I mean, their set list, you can see it on our social media on Jack 94.5. The set list had all of the hits. They Pour Some Sugar on Me. That's of course what everyone wanted to hear. That was at the end. But it was really cool to see like young fans who maybe didn't know if they knew Def Leppard singing along, because I think you forget how many hits they've had. It was one of those shows where like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, right. Oh yeah, this one. So I bet you they were feeling that too.
Are you a dancer? Do you explore the space around you at a concert like this?
You know, I'm not much of a dancer, but like you can't not move when like Rock of Ages, like you're headbanging just a little bit when that one's playing.
Sherry, thanks for doing this.
Hey, thanks.
Sherry from Sherry and Woody on Jack 94.5 joining me this morning. Yeah, a bit muddy because of the rain at Craven out at the weekend. I mean, that's just, come on, it's Craven, right? If it's not rainy and stormy, it's extremely hot and there's no in between ever. A little bit of smoke this year as well. And that was the case for really most of at least the southern part of the province. I went to Manitoba this past weekend and the smoke, followed pretty well all the way into southern Manitoba. And then when we were coming back yesterday, it seemed like things were getting a little better as we came into Saskatchewan. Still a little bit of rain. But the smoke cleared out a little bit more. .652. Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan today, and in fact all week. Thank you for waking up with us this morning, and of course because I am Greg Morgan, that means today and this week, Lisa Schick is me. Welcome, Lisa Schick. She joins me now from the newsroom.
Good very early morning to you, Kevin.
Yeah, you're not as used to these early mornings as I am, so thanks for joining us. big talker over the weekend, Lisa, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Oh, absolutely.
And, of course, the smoke, things were delayed. Yep. You kind of feel a little bad for the people who were waiting in the stands. Unbeknownst to them, the game would be delayed into the next day.
Yeah, well, I wasn't even at the game, and all anybody could talk about was like, oh, they haven't kicked off yet. They haven't kicked off yet. I wonder if they're actually going to be able to.
I can remember, it's not like I've ever had a delay in any of my sports games because of smoke, but I have had a couple of rain delays in the past when I played baseball, and it is a little bit tough, and that is nothing like what they would have, had to deal with on, Friday, waiting around for hours at a time. I can remember, maybe the longest rain delay we had was an hour, but you're sitting in the dugout, you're wondering, okay, do I get up and do I keep warm? You're trying to keep warm as much as you can. You go out and you play toss. and then it continues to rain and you come back. It really throws you off your game. Have you ever had anything like that before? I know you're a ball player.
Yeah, and you know, with kids, you're out of tournaments, you've got like four games in a day, and then the entire day is rainy, so you're kind of on and off the field. And then, yeah, you get paused in the middle of a game, and you're waiting in the dugout. You're like in the zone in the game, and then depending on how long you have to wait, you're just kind of stiff and cold and sore, and then you have to go back out.
Yeah, your rhythm is certainly off a little bit. And by the way, of course, the Riders lost that game, their first loss of the season. Lisa Schick joining me this morning. Craven, another Craven is in the books. Def Leppard, so I'm kind of, you know, I just said this with Sherry just a little bit ago. I'm kind of kicking myself because you're not going to get a whole lot of opportunities, let's face it, see Def Leppard. And no less right on your doorstep at Craven. I kind of feel like it's a missed opportunity for me. I maybe should have seen them. Have you ever had a concert before where you considered a missed opportunity?
Yeah, you know, and it's actually at Craven, kicking myself for not going when Toby Keith was there just a few years ago. I love Toby Keith. I know so many of his songs. It just didn't work out that I could go. And now, you know, he sadly passed away and there's no opportunity for me to go see him again.
Well, I guess concert DVDs, Blu-rays, I guess is probably the closest that you are going to get. Let's take a look at some of the other headlines this morning. Wildfire latest. We have a new development this morning that you are bringing us in the newscast on that.
Yeah, you know, there's been an alert, a fire ban and alert for Prince Albert National Park. And of course, like, this is a really popular park in Saskatchewan, absolutely beautiful, just a little bit north of Prince Albert. So there's a wildfire advisory alert for that area, just kind of telling people, hey, this is really close. You need to be aware, either if you can, maybe you leave right now, either that, or you really need to be on alert just in case it does get closer and we do have to evacuate the park. And, you know, Waskasu in that area as well, they're saying, you know, if you have a lot of problems, you might need to leave. Same thing, kind of on alert for this to get worse.
I find they've been doing this maybe a little bit more than I can remember in the past, where they're not just going straight to, you know, everything's fine, and then it's an immediate evacuation. It's almost like, okay, be prepared. It's not quite a full evacuation yet, but it's be ready to leave at a moment's notice. You're seeing that more, it seems like, this summer.
Yeah, and you know, evacuations can be so traumatic for people. I mean, you have to figure out what it is that you're taking, trying to figure out what it is that you can maybe afford to lose if things go their absolute worst. And then you're off in some community that you don't necessarily know. You're waiting to hear what's happening. You don't know how long you're going to be there. So it's understandable, I guess, that they maybe don't want to kind of jump the gun and do an evacuation right away.
Lisa Schick is back with us in 3 minutes at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. Thank you very much, Lisa. And by the way, this morning, as we wake up, there are 54 active wildfires burning right now in the province, and 11 of them right now are not contained. Seven 14 on your Monday morning. This could be my favorite Def Leppard song. This one's a good sports stadium song. It gets me in the mood to play something that I can't do here in the studio. I can swing my pen around in a baseball bat motion. By the way, the home run derby for the MLB goes tonight. On the line with me right now, Nicole Garn, 980 CJME. And, we're talking this morning about Craven in a lot of respects. Nicole, you were there last night. You saw a couple performances, including Def Leppard. How did it go?
It was pretty good. I didn't really know what to expect. My mom was playing me some Def Leppard on the way, but it was a really good show. There was a good mix of a lot of younger people, a lot of older people. I think more of the older people were having a bit more fun. I saw them singing along a bit more. They knew more of the lyrics. But I heard from a lot of people that it was kind of a smaller crowd than normal. There wasn't as lot of people, I guess, out there compared to other Sunday night closers.
Cole Garn was in the crowd last night. You saw Def Leppard. You also saw another band in a side stage, Took, right? How was that?
Yeah, we stick around for the Beer Garden performance. My mom absolutely loves Took, so we had a blast. And it was actually fairly packed, and people stayed for the DJ after, so the party kept going very late last night.
It wasn't too smoky last night there, was it?
No, it wasn't smoky at all.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Because I know a lot of people over the weekend, Craven this year, of course, had a little bit of everything. It had some smoke. It had some rain. It's nice that the show finally kind of capped off with, you know, overall weather to be good. Nicole Garn on the line with me right now. And I wanted to, it was kind of a twofer with Nicole this morning because I wanted to kind of stick with the whole outdoor music theme with Nicole. I wanted to throw a couple questions your way about this new venue in Toronto. It's a venue a lot of us will be going to here in Regina eventually to see the biggest of concerts we might not get here at Mosaic Stadium. Of course, I'm talking about Rogers Stadium, a 50,000 seat venue in Toronto. This just opened up not long ago. And Nicole, you were there on, it was opening night, was it not?
Yeah, I was there for the inaugural show.
Wow. And how did that go? You had, right, about 50,000 people alongside you?
Mm-hmm. There's definitely a lot to talk about regarding the show. There was a lot going on. So, you know, the venue's kind of in the middle of nowhere. It's not close to downtown Toronto. It's not to be confused with Rogers Centre. It's Rogers Stadium. You know, the day we were out there, it was so hot. And as soon as you get off that subway to the venue, there's absolutely no shade while you're waiting in line. I saw so many poor young girls with no sunscreen, no umbrellas, and they were just absolutely baking in the sun. I heard a lot of complaints from people that, you know, once you were in the venue, the lines for the water refill stations were super long. The bathrooms were super long. People were running out of food. I never ran into the running out of food problem, but the lines for everything were super, super long. So I recommend to people, if you are going, prepare for the sun, bring your water. You're allowed to bring 2 bottles of water into the venue. And just know that the lines are going to be long. And definitely the craziest part was leaving the venue. So there's 50,000 people all trying to leave at the same time, right? And there's essentially only 2 ways to get back into downtown Toronto, the subway station or the GO train. So they have people like conducting traffic and stopping you while you're trying to walk. And there's also absolutely no lighting when you're leaving the stadium. So like the walk back to the subway, it's pretty dark. The ground is uneven. I did see a couple people tripping and falling. Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, well, hopefully they, I guess we're used to it in a certain degree here, trying to leave the Brand Center, maybe not 50,000 of us, but with only a handful of exits. So I guess we should be, you know, relatively used to that. Nicole Garn, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Kevin.
Nicole Garn on with me talking about, yeah, this new Rogers Stadium. Things to keep in mind when you head there, because let's face it, I already talked to a few people that have been there from Saskatchewan. Perhaps it is where you will go to see maybe Taylor Swift one day when she decides to do another world tour. Or the Rolling Stones, maybe you could see there one day, because as we all know, they will certainly be touring forever. On your Monday morning, Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan today and through the week. There is no delay. We are not going to delay him anymore. Evan Bray joins me right now, unlike, of course, the Rider game.
You're not going to take 3 hours and 45 minutes to decide whether you're going to bring me on or not?
So what do you make of this?
Well, like, I thought it was terrible, Kevin.
Yeah,
like, we were at the lake, so I wasn't at the game. But we had a bunch of people. We had it on the TV. We had a bunch of people there. And, you know, what started happening at our little gathering to watch the game is exactly what started happening at the stands.
Yeah.
About an hour and a half after waiting, 2 people said, you know what, we're going to call it a night. It's a little smoky out. They just said, smoke's kind of bothering us. We're gonna go.
Yeah.
Another hour later, half of the people were gone. The half that were there, topping up their whiskey glasses. Like, at the end of the day, I mean, it's crazy to me that in a professional sports league, there isn't more sound reasons and policy on how you make those decisions. And I think on top of that, and I've got Jamie on the show this morning, he'll talk more about this, but I just think the communication was bad. People were left for an hour at a time or longer wondering what's going on. Like, regular constant updates along with a policy of a drop dead time, clearly going forward, is something the CFL is going to have to look at.
Yeah, well, and we talked to Abby Zimmering from the newsroom a little bit earlier this morning. That she was saying that in the stands, people were starting to, in the absence of clear communication,
yeah,
people were starting to talk amongst themselves, mm-hmm, about, oh, well, I heard this and we heard that and, well, the game, blah, blah, blah. And of course, yeah, you don't know if what they're saying is actually true or not.
Yeah. And, you know, I wonder, too, about the impact financially to the riders. So obviously beer sales were good that night.
Yeah,
but yeah, the next day they're giving out close to $1 million worth of vouchers to fans. They're recouping tickets. They're letting people bring their own food and snacks and drinks into the stands. That has to have a financial impact on a club as well. So,
yeah,
you know, poor planning and poor policy writing on the part of the CFL, if it hurts the football club as well as ticks off some fans, there's going to be an outcry for some change there for sure.
When they finally did play the game, 24-10 for the Stampeders over the Riders. The first time this season the Riders have lost. There goes the undefeated season.
Yeah, well, green and white prognostications on Friday. I had 23 callers in that half hour. 21 picked the Riders to win, and most of them decisively. Like, you know, the thing is, the Riders have shown this year that they can put points on the board. Well, that didn't happen.
No.
And they came up against a team with a strong defense, and I think Calgary has got a few people sitting back in their seats. Maybe the planning for the Grey Cup parade has been put on pause in Saskatchewan for some time. I don't know. I mean, look, the Riders aren't going to, I don't think anyone expected them to go through the season with a perfect record. So they're going to have a couple of losses. Maybe early in the season like this, it shows them where their weaknesses are and what they need to improve on.
Evan Bray in with me this morning. Craven, for the most part, seemed pretty tame crime-wise, at least nothing, you know, too major. On the show this morning, you have the Saskatchewan Marshals Service on. They, as I understand, helped in some regards for Craven this
week. Yeah, so it was interesting on Friday's show again during Bugs and Hugs. I had a fella call in and say, I'm bugged by the Marshals because I thought they were supposed to be out there fighting crime and they're at Craven. What are they doing at Craven?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I didn't know the answer, but I said, you know what? I don't think they're fully staffed yet. And so maybe this is a way that they can get out there and help the RCMP, whatever. Well, Rob Cameron, who's the chief of the Marshals, gets a hold of me on Friday and said, hey, I'm happy to come on the show and explain what our mandate is, why we were there, what we did there, those types of things. So I've got him on the show shortly after 9 o'clock as well.
Evan Bray is back just after the 8:30 news this morning.